Good morning. Today is Wednesday, May 21st, 2025. This is a regular meeting of the Building Inspection Commission. I would like to remind everyone to please silence all electronic devices or mute yourself if you're not speaking. And the first item on the agenda is roll call. Commissioner Chavez.
Here.
Commissioner Calamucci.
Here.
Commissioner Ming.
Here.
Commissioner Newman.
Here.
And Commissioner Williams.
Here.
President Alexander Toot is excused, and we have a quorum. And next, we have our land acknowledgement.
The Building Inspection Commission acknowledges that we are on the unceded ancestral homeland of the Ramaytush Ohlone, who are the original inhabitants of the San Francisco Peninsula. As the indigenous stewards of this land and in accordance with their traditions, the Ramaytush Ohlone have never ceded, lost, nor forgotten their responsibilities as the caretakers of this place, as well as for all peoples who reside in their traditional territory. As guests, we recognize that we benefit from living and working on their traditional homeland. We wish to pay our respects by acknowledging the ancestors, elders, relatives of the Ramaytush Ohlone community, and by affirming their sovereign rights as First Peoples.
Okay, thank you. And next, for any members of the public that are listening in, the public comment call-in number is 415-655-0001. The access code is 2661-312-4497. The WebEx, the password is 0521. Okay, next we have item two, President's opening remarks.
Good morning, everyone. President Alexander Toot isn't here with us today, but I have the honor of both welcoming a new commissioner and saying goodbye to a commissioner who is leaving us. First, I would like to say welcome, Commissioner Calamucci. We are really lucky to have you and have someone with your expertise as far as carpentry and your breadth of experience in public service. We really look forward to working with you. And if you would like to share a little bit more about yourself, the floor is yours.
Sure. Good morning, and thank you. Thank you to my fellow commissioners, and a huge thank you to the staff, particularly Sonia and Monique. You guys have been amazing welcoming me onto this. I realize it was kind of a fast process, but we were able to jump right in and work to it. So really, really thank you. Just a little bit about myself.
Silence electronic devices, please. Thank you.
No comment on that. Just a little bit about myself. I'm a San Francisco resident, San Francisco Unified School District parent, a lifelong tenant. For 18 years, I've been a representative with the Carpenters Union, where I currently serve as a senior representative for strategic campaigns and research with the NorCal Carpenters, also a member of Carpenters Local 22 here in San Francisco. And I'm really excited and honored to get to be a part of this commission and this department, because it really does touch everybody in San Francisco. And it's a great responsibility, but I'm really looking forward to working with everybody. And thank you.
Would the department like to say a few words?
Good morning, Christine Gisberg, Assistant Director of DBI. And I'm very pleased on behalf of the department to welcome you, Commissioner Calamucci, and to thank you for your interest in our work and willingness to serve on the commission. We're looking forward to working with you and especially hearing your unique perspective as a member of the Carpenters Union and the work that you do. We want to invite you to come and tour the department and the Permit Center, meet the staff, and get to know us a little bit better. But thank you again for your willingness to serve, and welcome to the commission.
Hey, thank you. Is there any, and welcome again, Commissioner, is there any public comment on the opening remarks?
Is Earl separate?
Separate item, okay. Okay, thank you. And then next we have item three, Commissioner acknowledgement of Earl Shaddix.
Thank you. I just want to say what a pleasure it has been to get to know Commissioner Shattuck over the last 2.5 years. His sense of humor, and we all appreciate that he always provides us with cough drops as well. But also his expertise and his commitment to the small business community and really bringing that perspective forward on the commission has been vital as we've worked through many issues. And so I just want to thank you for your service. We're sorry to see you go, but thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Am I allowed to say?
Yeah, please.
I promise it's quick. I did bring a whole bag of lozenges. They're in my trunk. I was just trying to scramble to get up here. But I do want the very first thing I noticed when I walked in the room is Commissioner Williams, you sure took my seat real fast. Yeah. You moved yourself right on over. But, you know, the funny thing is I'm in this same room, in that same seat, a different day, a different time. And I didn't see it coming. But the new commission that I've been appointed to, it's exciting, and there's just a lot to really dive into. But I couldn't have been there without all of you and everything I learned from each and every one of you, and especially just how to have a meeting and how to have dialogue with each other, agree or disagree, and including our public commenters as well, you know, just learning how to listen. And then, of course, Monique and Sonia, just the process of just being on a commission is something new to me, and you guys really helped me to navigate that. So it's been an honor to serve on DBI, and welcome to you, Supervisor Calamucci. Welcome to you, sir. And, I know I read calamari from here. No, I'm hungry. So welcome to you, sir. And I miss you all, and you can come visit me anytime on the 2nd and 4th Tuesday of the month at 1 o'clock, same room. Thank you all.
Okay, thank you. Don't go too far. And I think Christine had a couple of comments, and then we have something for you.
Yes, Commissioner. Can I still call you Commissioner Shattuck? I think I can, right?
Was that Kate?
Yes. Yes.
Before you speak, I think some of the other commissioners wanted to say a few words.
Okay.
I wasn't going to let you go that easy. No, I just wanted to reiterate some of what was said by Commissioner Newman. It was such a joy to have you on the commission. You were a friendly face from the first day and were able to really, on days that felt really difficult, I think, make us all giggle a little bit more and, you know, enjoy the time that we have up here. I don't want to take Commissioner Williams' joke, but like, I think we all were salivating a little bit. It's a little Pavlovian how much we expect. But I think that speaks a lot to like how considerate and thoughtful you are, how much you like care for the people that you sit on the dais with and the people who show up into the room, that you are thoughtful enough to thoughtful enough to have that. To carry those actions into every space that you are in. So I've missed you already. We all miss you already. And congratulations on your next venture. But
thank you.
You are missed.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Well, first, let me clarify my joke. So I think that was out of context a little bit. So I mean, just like, okay. So, yeah, Commissioner Shattuck, as a demonstration of like your warm guidance and leadership on our commission, and as long as I've been on the commission, you've always, you know, as a gesture, you've always brought in the cough drops. And, you know, what my joke was by seeing you walk into the room, I, like as a Pavlovian response, my mouth started watering. So it wasn't, it's not just the physical sight of you that makes me. but with that said, I'm glad that you're moving on to more exciting ventures, but yeah, it was quite sad to learn that you were departing the commission, at least for me personally, because we have been sitting adjacent to each other, and I've looked to you for leadership and guidance. I mean, from the outset of my time on the commission, I am not in charge of where I sit. I just go where the name card is. But I would be thrilled and honored if, you know, if I could, you know, provide 1/10 of the leadership and guidance that you've provided in the remainder of my time serving on this commission. So I just want to say thank you for all of those things. I will miss you while you're not here. And Yeah, thanks again.
No, thank you. And look under your chair for notes. Yeah. I'll leave you notes.
And I feel like there's not much else to say that others haven't already said, but even though I haven't been able to work with you as long as the others, even in the couple months that we were on the commission together, I really appreciated your warm and welcoming presence. And best of luck with all your next adventures.
Thank you so much.
Wait, who did you leave us for?
OCII. Pardon?
OCII. I was asking who you left us for.
Oh, the acronym is OCII, which is the Office of Community Infrastructure or Investment in Infrastructure.
That sounds like they are smart to take you.
It's a different crowd back there, that's for sure.
Yes, please. Sorry.
Sorry for jumping out of turn. So on behalf of the department, Commissioner Shaddix, I'm still going to call you Commissioner Shaddix. Thank you for your service on the commission and for all your work for your community and for the betterment of the city and DBI. What some people here probably don't know is that we knew you before you were on the commission because Mr. Shaddix would call the department, ask questions about vacant buildings, ask questions about the Accessible Business Entrance Program, other things, because he's always advocating on behalf of his community, the Third Street Corridor and the Bayview community. So we already knew you. I hope that that means that you're still going to be calling us with questions and to help out the local businesses there. But really, you obviously love the city. You're a huge advocate for your neighborhood, and we really thank you for all you did for us here.
Thank you so much, Christina.
Hey, thank you very much, everyone. There is a plaque.
And a cake?
No cake, sorry. Just a plaque. No cake. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you all. Thank you all very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, public comment on item 3. No public comment on our acknowledgement. Thank you so much. And we are now on to item 4, discussion of possible action regarding appointments to the Board of Examiners for the vacant licensed mechanical engineer seat. Member seeking appointment, Paul McGrath, term to expire September 15th, 2028. And did our commissioners have comment?
Yes, so Commissioner Shavs and I had the opportunity to meet with Mr. McGrath, and we...
Commissioner Chavez.
Oh, sorry, Commissioner... Yes, Commissioner Chavez and I met with Mr. McGrath. And just a little bit about him. He's a mechanical engineer in the city and has worked on projects such as the Moscone Convention Center expansion and other complex projects in the city, and he was also an active member of the Commercial to Residential Adaptive Reuse Task Force, so has worked with the Building Department and Fire Department and other stakeholders for that task force. And so it was great to speak with him last month, and we recommend to the board that he be appointed to the Board of Examiners. And then I think.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. And so then next there would be, so the recommendation of the subcommittee is to appoint Mr. McGrath. So we would need a motion from the commissioners. And does anyone have any questions or comments?
And then do we give Mr. McGrath the opportunity to speak
after? Okay. After the vote.
Motion to appoint Paul McGrath to the Board of Examiners.
Okay. Is there a second?
I second.
Okay, so there is a motion and a second to appoint Mr. McGrath. Is there a public comment on the motion? Seeing none, I will do a roll call vote. Commissioner Chavez?
Yes.
Commissioner Calamucci?
Yes.
Commissioner Ming?
Yes.
Commissioner Newman?
Yes.
And Commissioner Williams?
Yes.
Okay, the motion carries unanimously. Congratulations.
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 Mr. McGrath.
Thank you. Good morning, commissioners. Good morning, department. I'm pleased to be appointed, and I'm looking forward to serving the Board of Examiners with my expertise as a mechanical engineer. And thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. And don't leave yet. We will administer your oath. If you could raise your right hand. State your name. Just repeat after me. State your name.
Paul McGrath.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
To the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
That I will well and faithfully discharge.
That I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties upon which I'm about to enter.
The duties
upon which I'm about to enter. And during such time.
And during such time.
As I hold the office.
As I hold the office.
Of a member of the Board of Examiners.
Of a member of the Board of Examiners.
Of the City and County of San Francisco.
Of the City and County of San Francisco.
Okay. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Next, we have item 5, discussion and possible action regarding appointments to the Board of Examiners for the vacant licensed general contractor seat. Member seeking appointment, Nancy Medinsky, term to expire September 15, 2028.
Commissioner Ming and I are going to kind of popcorn off all of the different nominations today. We are pleased to recommend the appointment to the Board of Examiners of Nancy Medinsky. She could not be here today due to a family obligation. However, just to read a little bit about her background and experience, she is applying for the position of the licensed contractor seat. She's over 30 years of in the construction industry in San Francisco and actually started her career working for a fire restoration company while she was attending Lowell High School. She's a local resident of San Francisco, born and raised. She found a home in the industry and has worked on the design build for new retail outlets like Apple and Gap, and has a lot of experience on city residential projects, large and small. We're really excited about her opportunity to contribute to the Board of Examiners and recommend her appointment. Okay. I will make the motion to appoint Nancy Medinsky to the Board of Examiners.
Thank you. I'll ask for a second. Is there any commissioner comments or questions?
I won't hold it against her that she went to Lowell.
That's a good one.
I will second it.
Okay, thank you. So we have a motion and a second to approve the nomination of Nancy Medinsky for the licensed general contractor seat. And is there any public comment on that motion? Seeing none, I will do a roll call vote. Commissioner Chavez?
Yes.
Commissioner Calamucci?
Yes.
Commissioner Ming?
Yes.
Commissioner Newman?
Yes.
Commissioner Williams?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And we will congratulate Nancy on her appointment. Thanks. Okay, next we have item 6, discussion and possible action regarding current membership and reappointments to the Board of Examiners. Members seeking appointment are Dan Caracciolo, licensed plumbing contractor seat, Manny Flores, building trade seat, Stephen Harris, licensed structural engineer seat, David Kane, licensed structural engineer, specializes in seismic improvement seat, James Reed, licensed electrical contractor seat, Michael Robbins, property owner, and licensed architect, civil or structural engineer seat, Bradley Sugarman, licensed architect seat, Daniel Sullivan, building owner representative seat, and Ronnie Thomas, registered fire protection engineer seat. Term to expire September 15th, 2028. So will all the members of the Board of Examiners, would you like to come forward or either stand at your seat? Okay, and you can raise your right hand when you're ready. We have to administer the oath.
We don't vote.
Oh, we vote. We do vote. I'm just jumping the gun. So my apologies. So is there a motion to is there just stand right there? Is there a motion to reappoint the existing members of the Board of Examiners?
Motion to reappoint existing members of the Board of Examiners.
I second it.
So there's a motion by Commissioner Newman and a second by Commissioner Ming. And is there a public comment on the motion? Okay, seeing none, we'll do a roll call vote. Commissioner Chavez?
Yes.
Commissioner Calamucci?
Yes.
Commissioner Ming?
Yes.
Commissioner Newman?
Yes.
And Commissioner Williams?
Yes.
Okay, the motion carries unanimously, and congratulations, everyone, on being reappointed. Now I believe it's time to do the oath, and then everyone could just fill in your name, and we won't say the seat. Okay, and state your name.
I, James Williams.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support and defend.
Support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservations.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties upon which I'm about to enter.
The duties upon which I'm about to enter.
And during such time.
And during such time.
As I hold the office.
As I hold the office.
Of a member.
Member.
Of the Board of Examiners.
Board of Examiners.
Of the City and County of San Francisco.
City and County of San Francisco.
Okay, thank you. Congratulations. Anyone have any comment? You don't have to say anything, but in case it.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. We appreciate your service. And yes, the paperwork, please submit that to Monique. Okay, next we are on item 7, discussion and possible action regarding current membership and reappointment to the Access Appeals Commission. Member seeking appointment, Alice G. Brown, person with a disability seat, Kevin Birmingham, public member seat, Arnie Lerner, experience in construction seat, and Walter Park, person with a disability seat, term to expire November 1st, 2029. Is there a motion to reappoint the existing members?
So moved. One motion. I move. So
there's a motion by Commissioner Chavez. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
So a motion by Commissioner Chavez and a second by Commissioner Ming. And I'll do a roll call vote on the motion. Actually, public comment. Is there any public comment on that motion to reappoint? And seeing none, the roll call vote. Commissioner Chavez?
Yes.
Commissioner Calamucci?
Yes.
Commissioner Ming?
Yes.
Commissioner Newman?
Yes.
Commissioner Williams?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. The motion carries unanimously. And our members here, welcome members. Okay, we will do the oath. Okay, and just state your first and last name, and you don't have to state the seat. Okay. Raise your right hand.
I
state your name. Do solemnly swear or affirm.
solemnly swear or affirm
that I will support and defend, the Constitution of the United States, and the Constitution of the State of California, against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, that I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I'm about to enter, and during such time as I hold the office of a member of the Access Appeals Commission of the City and County of San Francisco. Okay, thank you. Congratulations. Okay, thank you, everyone. So we are now going to read item 8, discussion and possible action regarding current membership and reappointment to the Code Advisory Committee. Members seeking reappointment: Gina Santoni, remodel contractor; Mark Cunningham, member at large; Ira Dorder, residential projects contractor; J. Edgar, Ned Finney Jr., major project architect; Stephen Harris, small project civil engineer; Henry Karnilowitz, commercial property owner manager; Arnie Lerner, disability access advocate; Don Libby, major projects contractor; Zachary Nathan, small project architect; Deepak Pasankar, a person qualified in the area of historical preservation seat; Jim Reed, electrical engineer contractor seat; Jonathan Rodriguez, member at large; Brian Salyers, fire protection engineer; Tony Sanchez Correa III, general business community; Paul Staley, member at large seat; John Tostanowski, mechanical engineer contractor seat; and Renee Vinos, major project structural engineer, term to expire August 10th, 2028. Is there a motion to reappoint the members of the Code Advisory Committee?
Motion to reappoint the members of the Code Advisory Committee.
Is there a second?
Second.
So there's a motion by Commissioner Chavez and a second by Commissioner Ming. Is there any public comment on the motion to reappoint the Code Advisory Committee members? Okay, seeing none, and all members are standing, could you come forward, please?
Did we vote?
We just did. Yes. The roll call. Commissioner Chavez?
Yes.
Too much talking today. Sorry. Commissioner Calamucci?
Yes.
Commissioner Ming?
Yes.
Commissioner Newman?
Yes.
Commissioner Williams?
Yes.
And the motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Appreciate the reminders. Now is everyone there? Okay. Got my paper. Okay, you can raise your right hand, everyone. I state your name. Do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, that I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I'm about to enter, and during such time as I hold the office of a member of the Code Advisory Committee of the City and County of San Francisco. Okay, thank you. Congratulations. We want to thank all the members of the Access Appeals Commission, Board of Examiners, and Code Advisory Committee for your service. Thank you. Okay, we are on to agenda item number 9, discussion and possible action to appoint a member to the BIC nominations subcommittee. Are there any interested persons?
We have some fresh meat. I can talk a little bit about it because we've both been to like one nominations subcommittee. It's as needed. It's to a point, as you just saw, not just, or we actually don't have any say in the Building Inspection Commission, but Board of Examiners, the Code Advisory Committee, and the Access Appeals Commission, and it's as needed to fill vacancies. I've been on this commission for 2 years, and I've met for the nomination subcommittee twice. So if that doesn't sell it.
Thank you.
Happy to answer questions.
So,
You sold it very well. I'd be happy to be a part.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, Commissioner Calamucci. So we would need a motion to for Commissioner Calamucci to join the nomination subcommittee.
I move to have Commissioner Calamucci join the nomination subcommittee.
Second.
Do you accept your nomination?
Yes.
Okay.
There is a motion and a second. A motion by Commissioner Chavez and a second by Commissioner Newman. And thank you very much for accepting the nomination. And I will do a roll call vote on the motion. Actually, public comment. Is there any public comment on the motion to appoint? And seeing none, the roll call vote. Commissioner Chavez?
Yes.
Commissioner Calamucci?
Yes.
Commissioner Ming?
Yes.
Commissioner Newman?
Yes.
And Commissioner Williams.
Yes.
Okay, the motion carries unanimously. Congratulations. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, first day. Okay, next item 10, general public comment. The BIC will take public comment on matters within the commission's jurisdiction that are not part of this agenda.
I've got some materials. Thank you. I'm ready when you are.
Okay.
I need the computer, though.
It's okay. It's showing. Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Good morning. My name is Jerry Drattler. The first slide I have is the top portion of a $35 million Golden Gate Park garage building permit that was finaled in 2006. The contractor was Swinnerton Builders. And it's for a public parking garage. The only significant DBI inspection, and there were only 8 inspections on this $35 million project, and the only inspection that involved the building was a rough framing inspection. There were 2 pre-final inspections that were not passed. There were 2 temporary certificate of occupancy inspections, and the final. DBI did not perform all the building code required inspections listed below. I'm just going to hit the 2 big ones. So you have this building that's below grade with no foundation inspection. And then the one on the bottom, there's no structural steel inspection. This is unbelievable. Is DBI approving building permits today that lack the required DBI inspections? DBI should randomly sample the permit tracking system database to determine if 2025 building permits approved by DBI have the code required inspections. DBI's new compliance manager should be monitoring this. The first compliance review should be presented to the BIC in the next 90 days. DBI claims building safety is their primary mission. DBI can demonstrate their commitment to public safety by ensuring that all approved building permits have the required inspections. Now, this is like beyond belief, but the point is it happens and it needs to stop happening. Thank you.
Thank you. Next public comment member.
Got to move over here.
Overhead, please, son.
I'm going to do the overhead, right?
Oh, yeah, but let me adjust it first. And I have handouts. Can I get one of those back, please? Or, no. Yeah, so let me adjust it for you if you don't mind. No, keep them stacked.
Okay,
let me adjust for you. Overhead, please, again. Okay. I'd like to begin my time. Here's a project that was in the Chronicle by J.K. Dineen. Matt Green went out there. He was not the district inspector. Again, this is like when I was a district inspector on 125 Crown Terrace. He went out for his good friend who helped him out with a little problem he had with city violations out in Golden Gate Park, I'm told. Is 125 Crown Terrace. The project sponsor was a former building commission inspector, or president, I'm sorry, as well as the engineer, Rodrigo Santos, a former building inspection commissioner. The project sponsor wanted to demolish the building and was not allowed to demolish, but the building was de facto demolished anyway. They built a big tent around it. I've covered this earlier. I'm not going to go too much in here. So again, why is, and then also, this was a Bernie Kern, Patrick O'Riordan, Rodrigo Santos, and Matt Green project, as well as 3418 26th Street, which I spoke about earlier. The 11-unit, five-story building that was built without any inspections. O'Riordan accepts a letter from Santos in lieu of any building inspection. I don't think there were even any pictures taken. Okay, so I question, and the building went down the hill. There was only half the shoring when out there when Matt Green and Santos inspected it, and it went down the hill, coincidentally. Okay, and here's another strange and terrible amnesty building program for corruption eviction. Only 15,281 properties were tied to Bernie. Of those, only 140 were inspected. This is profiled in St. John Barnard Smith's Chronicle article. 134 notices of violation were issued. Why didn't they look at all of the properties? City attorney is insisting that they cannot sue the city. Well, that didn't work out with the Dennis Richards case with the $1.8 million settlement from the city to Mr. Richards. Next page is you'll see the org chart here. Demographics of San Francisco in 2023 were 5.7 black, 2023, 7.5 Irish. BID building inspectors today, 0% black, 53% Irish. And here's a related persons form that other departments have. And then when you look here, chief building inspector's own job, you see Matt Green has seven relatives here, and you see the Birminghams on the right, and all their connections. An article was on this. The Shoes have four, including former director. Okay, and here's an article that just came out this week, Mission Local, Last Black Man. You can read the comments. What he was doing with the right was the right thing. I had him out in a project that I was on. He was very thorough. And these are the comments.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next member.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Anai. I serve as a tenant organizer for the Southeast Tenant Association, which is also part of HRC. Every day, I speak with tenants in District 9, 10, 11 who are overwhelmed by fear and uncertainty. They face relentless rent increases while dealing with serious habitability issues in their homes. Through tenant education, residents learn about their rights and how to report their habitability issues effectively, and that is essential for living in a dignified home. I'm calling on you, the commissioners, to act with urgency to fully fund tenant protections and support safe, stable housing with livable conditions. We ask that the Department of Building Inspection directly fund the code enforcement outreach program rather than relying on the limited general fund. This will allow general funds to be redirected to other vital programs facing cuts, and tenants can continue to live in dignified homes. Our families cannot bear more unsafe living conditions and instability. It's time to stand with tenants and deliver real lasting solutions. And thank you for all your work and support. And we also have another member, Melissa, that would like to provide public comment as well. And I will be translating.
Hola, muy buenas tardes, buenos días. Estoy acá con el mismo propósito de mi compañera. Soy Melissa Morales y soy de la Asociación de Inquilinos del Suroeste. Y como miembro, en muchas ocasiones nos llaman los inquilinos para pedir consejo, pedir ayuda.
Hello, my name is Melissa Morales. I'm also a member of the Southeast Tenant Association. As a member and as a tenant, I am worried because of the high cost of living, particularly the rent. And as the member of the association, we receive calls from tenants trying to get advice in regards to the habitability issues and also advice on how to proceed. As we can see the problems on our day-to-day when we go visit, see their problems, and it's necessary for us to respond to those habitability issues for each tenant.
En mi, he podido pasar ese mismo problema en mi propio edificio. Con el apoyo de la asociación, hemos podido obtener mejoras en nuestras viviendas.
In my own building, we were able to demand for better habitability conditions by reporting them in our living spaces.
Pero si nos recortan los fondos, la asociación no podrá seguir apoyando a los inquilinos y les pido por favor reconsiderar en no recortar los fondos que son vitales para nuestras asociaciones.
If these funds are cut, then there will be no longer support for tenants that need guidance on how to request for better habitability conditions. I ask you please to reconsider to not cut the funds. as these funds are vitals for people's livelihoods. Thank you.
Thank you. Next member.
Hello, commissioners. Thank you so much for taking my public comment. I personally have had a very good experience with the inspectors that I've worked with. I have a roof complaint that's been pending since August, and I followed up. I submitted a professional report as instructed in August. I haven't heard anything. I submitted a second report, which, I mean, did cost me thousands of dollars to do. In February, I have gotten no response. I escalated it to the deputy director, then I escalated it to the director, and that's been several weeks now and over a month, and I just don't know. I haven't received any response, and I don't know what reasonable expectations are for that, but it does feel like 9 months is too long. My roof is not in compliance, and I would really like to have it move forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. Would you, it's not required, but would you like to state your name for the record, and would you let us know the property address?
I would prefer not.
You don't have to, but it's optional.
I can certainly do that offline.
Yeah, offline, that's fine. If you have our commission number, is on the agenda. Okay, thank you very much. Our next member.
Good afternoon. My name is Maria Gendres. I am a proud member of the Southeast Tenants Association and also a tenant in San Francisco downtown area. I am here today and speak on behalf of tenants who are living in buildings with serious repair needs, places that are quite frankly in horrible conditions. These are not just buildings with maintenance issues. These are homes. Do we agree that housing is a human right? Families, children, seniors, and people with disabilities are being forced to wait weeks, months, and even years for basic repairs, repairs that affect their health, safety, and dignity. Mold, broken heating, pest infestations, leaking ceilings, these are not just inconveniences. These are violations to that right. This is why the COP must be fully funded. The CEOP is one of the few tools we have to ensure tenants can safely report habitability issues without fear of retaliation. It helps bridge the gap between the code enforcement communities and communities that are often overlooked. With the CEOP, many tenants are left trapped in unsafe housing with no support and no way to hold landlords accountable. We just noticed a tenant. That's why she probably didn't even want to share her information. Cutting the COP funding will be a betrayal of the people who need these the most. We need to strengthen, not weaken it, so every tenant knows their rights, feels safe to report violations, and can live in a home that meets basic standards of habitability. Again, I urge you, do not cut the COP's funding. Instead, fully fund it and expand this critical program. Thank you and have a great day.
Buenos días, mi nombre es Dora Mineros y soy parte de la Asociación de Inquilinos y estoy aquí para preguntar quién está pensando en el beneficio o la protección de los inquilinos de la ciudad, de la gente menos protegida, la gente que tiene un sueldo mínimo, que no tiene lo suficiente para pagar una renta alta.
Good afternoon, my name is Dora Mineros. I'm a member of the Southeast Tenant Association, and I just have one question to ask. Who is thinking about the tenants and their living conditions when rents are so high and their wages are so low and the conditions in their buildings continue in disarray? Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon. My name is Aileen Mejia. Good afternoon, commissioners. Buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Aileen Mejia. Soy una organizadora principal del Comité de Derechos de Vivienda. My name is Aileen Mejia. I'm a lead organizer for Geographic Associations at Housing Rights Committee of San Francisco. I am here today with members of the Southeast Tenant Association. We stand here today united to share how not only will 15% cuts impact our communities, but how we have already lost so much more funding by losing an organization in the Excelsior earlier this year, leaving tenants in District 9, 10, and 11 vulnerable from having access to guidance for COF, or Code Enforcement Outreach Program, and the guidance that it offers by supporting tenants in reporting habitability issues, that navigating this process to hold their landlords accountable when repairs such as black mold, leaks, broken appliances, windows, pest issues are ignored for sometimes months to years on end. It's not just 15% cuts that we are facing. No, our communities have faced so much more, and they cannot face any more cuts. We ask that you reinvest in the Code Enforcement Outreach Program and to fund the CIA program directly through DBI. We ask that you bring us home and fully fund us. Thank you.
Are there any additional speakers? And none remotely. Thank you, and that concludes our the public comment. Okay, next we are on to item 11, discussion and possible action regarding Board of Supervisors Ordinance, file number 250284, amending the planning code to allow repair and replacement of non-complying structures constructed before the year 2003 and allow accessory structures up to 10 feet in height and 120 square feet within required setbacks and unusable open space. Amending the building code to exempt accessory structures up to 120 square feet from building permits in addition to other requirements.
No rush, thank you. Good morning, commissioners, and welcome Commissioner Calamucci, Tate Hanna, Legislative Affairs Manager. Before you today is file number 250284, introduced by Supervisor Engardio. Next slide, please. A bit of background. Currently, the California Building Code exempts one-story accessory structures that have a floor area of 120 square feet or less from requiring a permit. These structures are allowed to be used as tool and storage sheds, playhouses, and other similar uses per state code. Next slide, please. San Francisco has adopted local amendments that alter this state allowance, changing the eligibility from 120 square feet down to 100 square feet of projected roof area rather than floor area. Aside from limiting the capacity of authorized work without a permit, these amendments cause prefabricated storage sheds built to comply with state codes to be prohibited in San Francisco without a permit. Essentially, you'll see folks go to Home Depot or other similar stores, and there are these sheds that are pre-built, and they'll even advertise as compliant with state code. And while that's true for the state, we have adopted an amendment that makes those not permissible without a permit. So to address this, file number 250284 seeks to revert San Francisco's amendment, reverting back to state code and allowing eligible space up to 120 square feet, and again reverting from projected roof area back to floor area in full alignment with the California Building Code. Additionally, this ordinance proposes an inclusion of CBC language, ensuring that these structures are still subject to relevant requirements in Section 710A, despite not needing a permit. And lastly, the ordinance amends the planning code's requirements regarding non-complying accessory structures. The Code Advisory Committee reviewed this ordinance on May 14th and unanimously recommended approval. The department recommends approval as well. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on item 11? Any remotely? Did commissioners have any questions, or is there a motion?
I just had a question. Can you maybe talk through the timing of when, so the San Francisco amendments to go to 120 feet? Like, when was that vis-a-vis the state code?
The state code has permitted 120 square feet of floor area for a number of years now. I was looking back at least to the 2019 code where this has been allowed. I don't know the exact year where the San Francisco Amendment was put in place, but it has been there for a number of years as well.
Any other commissioner comments? No. I'm happy to see things moving into alignment with state code. It makes things more consistent and easier to understand for the end user. I'm trying to put together the motion. Motion to recommend to Board of Supervisors file number 250284, amending the planning code to allow repair and replacement of non-compliant structures constructed before 2003 and allowing accessory dwelling units up to 120 square feet.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, so there's a motion by Commissioner Newman and a second by Commissioner Calamucci. Is there public comment on the motion? There was none. I'll do a roll call vote. Commissioner Chavez?
Yes.
Commissioner Calamucci?
Yes.
Commissioner Ming?
Yes.
Commissioner Newman?
Yes.
Commissioner Williams?
Yes.
Okay, the motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Next, we are item 12, Director's Report, 12A, Director's Update.
Commissioners, Christine Gisberg, Assistant Director, filling in for the Director today. First of all, I want to report that yesterday our department participated in a press conference with Mayor Lurie to mark the 100 days of Permit SF. The mayor talked about the many initiatives that Permit SF has already implemented, including permit processing shot clocks and expanded service hours in the Permit Center. And he also announced several ordinances that were introduced yesterday at the Board of Supervisors, some which are going to come before you. They include eliminating the need for DBI review for entertainment permits, allowing sidewalk seating without a permit, which is a public works requirement, creating a process for legalizing existing security gates under the plan code, and simplifying business sign requirements, among other initiatives. And you know, we agree that these are all common sense reforms that are designed to support small businesses and make it easier for them to get their businesses off the ground. And DBI has been working with our fellow permitting agencies on these initiatives, as well as other improvements. And I want to highlight a couple of improvements that we've made in the department this month to help us achieve some of these goals. One is a project that we called Enhanced Routing, which means that we built a system to automatically assign routing for in-house applications to the appropriate city departments for plan check. This is based on the results of the initial completeness check. In the past, our staff used the G20 information sheet to manually assign this, and we expect that this change will speed up the intake process and improve consistency across reviews. And we're also able to increase transparency around the process by publishing the routing tables online to give customers a clearer picture of what to expect at each stage of the process. The second change we implemented earlier this week was a digital stamps project to remove the physical approval stamp on in-house review building permit applications. So once the permit application is approved by all relevant city departments and the permit fees are paid, we will now mark the permit with a digital issuance stamp, so no more of the but for now, over-the-counter permits are still in paper and we'll still have forms and physical stamps. But these are two more building blocks allowing us to have a digital transformation for especially how we do the in-house permit reviews. So with these changes, in-house review permit applications are now submitted digitally through our website. They're reviewed and tracked electronically. They're paid for online. They're reviewed online, and they're issued by email. So We still have more work to do to fully modernize the city's building permitting system, but we believe these are significant improvements that help us achieve the goals of the Permit SF initiative. So thank you. This concludes the director's report.
Thank you. Next, we have 12B, update on major projects.
The following slides are intended to highlight the volume and valuation of projects costing $5 million or more that have been filed, issued, or completed in the past month. We will profile a few projects that bring especially high value in terms of their contribution to housing and community assets. So in April 2025, 9 permit applications with an estimated construction value of $5 million or more were filed with DBI. One was for a new 6-story residential building with 159 affordable units at 11 Frida Kahlo Way, which is in the City College area off of Ocean, and that's valued at $97 million. Another was for significant renovations at a permanent supportive housing SRO located at 835 Turk Street and valued at $16 million. Next slide. Last month, DBI finalized 5 high-value permits. 2 were for the completion of 2 new affordable housing buildings with 170 total units that are part of the Sunnydale Hope SF development and are located at 1500 Sunnydale Avenue near McLaren Park, with a collective valuation of $115 million. Another was for a new 4-story residential building with 77 condo units at 52 Kirkwood Avenue in Hunters Point that was valued at $40 million. And that concludes the report.
Okay, thank you. We have next is item 12C, update on proposed or recently enacted state or local legislation.
Thank you, Monique. Tate Hanna, Legislative Affairs Manager. First up of the local ordinances is file number 250259, which extends the first year free program for an additional year that will be heard at the Budget and Finance Committee coming up shortly. Next is going to be file number 250284. This is what you heard just a few moments ago relating to accessory structures up to 120 square feet. Moving on. We've got file number 250211. This is the ordinance that establishes our concrete building safety program. You all reviewed that ordinance on April 16th, providing a unanimous recommendation of approval. Mayor Lurie recently signed that ordinance on May 9th, and it will take effect on June 9th. Up next is file number 250191, which is related to DBI's internal quality audit and the amnesty program established in the aftermath of that audit. You all reviewed that on April 16th and provided unanimous recommendation of approval. That will also be heard in the Budget and Finance Committee coming up shortly. Next is file number 241069. This is related to accessory dwelling units and their ability to be conveyed separately as a primary dwelling unit and sold off as a condominium. You all reviewed that back in February 27th, and that will be heard at the Land Use and Transportation Committee. It's been heard twice, but has been continued at the call of the chair so that the chair and the committee can work with some of the advocates that have some opposition to that ordinance. Next is file number 241067, which allows tourist hotels and motels to be used for interim housing without abandoning or discontinuing the hotel use classification. You all reviewed that on November 20th, providing unanimous recommendation of approval. The mayor signed that ordinance on April 3rd, and it took effect on May 3rd. Moving on to state bills, there are quite a few that are moving through. First and foremost is AB 306, which I've discussed before. This bill prohibits until June 1, 2031, any changes to the building code related to residential regulations. It also prohibits the adoption of the triennial process, although there's some recent amendments that tweak how that would be allowable to continue. This bill is passed through the Assembly and is referred to the Senate Housing and Senate Local Government Committees. As a bit of an update on what we've been doing, we've been engaging with the Mayor's Office quite substantially on that. We have submitted proposed amendments to the author. I was up in Sacramento last week on Wednesday for the California Building Officials Lobby Day speaking to folks about this bill. It's getting quite a bit of attention as it's moved into its second house. So we're hoping to really make sure our position is well known as it moves through those last final committees and to a Senate floor vote. Next is AB 253 by Assemblymember Chris Ward. This allows for certain projects of 1 to 10 units with no floors above 40 feet above ground that the building department provide an estimated time frame for plan check. And if that plan check is estimated to go above 30 days, that the applicant can contract with a private professional provider to check those plans and specifications. The bill has passed through the Assembly, has been referred to Senate Housing and the Senate Local Government Committees. Next is AB 1206. This is a bill that requires by January 1st, 2026 for the department to create a pre-approval program of single and multifamily residential housing plans. The department, in the wake of recent state legislation, has implemented an ADU pre-approval program. So we have set designs on a website available that architects have submitted. Folks can come and apply and choose from that list of options. They've been pre-approved and have a streamlined process to get a permit. This would essentially expand those provisions to single and multifamily plans as well. This bill has passed the Assembly Housing, Local Government, and Appropriations Committee and is pending referral in the Senate. Next is Senate Bill 282 by Senator Scott Wiener. This mandates that cities adopt an online automated permitting system for residential heat pump water heaters or HVAC systems, as well as a few other provisions regarding self-certification of those systems. This bill is passed through the Senate Energy, Senate Local Government, and Senate Appropriations Committee. It is pending a Senate floor vote. And then moving on to the legislative calendar at the state, May 23rd is the last day for policy committees to meet prior to June 9th. June 2nd through 6th is when all the House of Origin bills will be voted on the floor. It's floor session only during that week. June 9th, committee meetings are able to resume. And by June 15th, the budget bill must be passed by midnight. Happy to answer any questions. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Next, then, we have item 12D, update on inspection services.
Not quite as tall. All right. Here. Do we have the first slide? Good morning, Commissioners. Kevin Birmingham, Chief Building Inspector, DBI. I'm here to present, to provide the update on activities of performances for the Inspection Services Division. Next slide. In April 2025, Building, Electrical, and Plumbing Divisions conducted 10,776 inspections. 94% of those inspections were conducted within 2 business days of the date requested by the customer, meeting our target goal of 90%. Next slide. In the same month, our housing inspection services conducted 845 inspections, with 82% of those being routine inspections of multifamily housing. Next slide. The building, electrical, and plumbing divisions received 427 complaints and responded to 98% of those within 3 business days, well exceeding our target of 85%. Next slide. Oh, additionally, our code enforcement division sent 146 cases to the director's hearing. And lastly, our housing inspection services received 442 non-life-threatening complaints and responded to 92% of those within 3 business days. For life hazard heating complaints, housing received 34 complaints and responded to 71% of those within 1 business day. The housing inspection also abated 374 cases with notices of violation and sent 24 cases to the director's hearing. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next is item 12E, update on DBI's finances.
Hello, Commissioners. Alex Koskinen, Deputy Director, Administration. It's good to be, while the presentation comes up, it's good to be back before you. I've been out for a few months on paternity leave and look forward to working with you, Commissioner Calamucci. First slide,
please. Congratulations.
Thank you. So we're closing in on the end of the fiscal year. That ends June 30th. We are largely in the same position as the last report. Our revenue is projected to slightly exceed budget. Expenditures are projected to be slightly less than budget, both good news for the department and its fund balance. So everything according to plan or better. Next slide, please. Here are the revenue budget actuals and projections. So we are projecting to end the year with around $6 million. These last summer months have been, the department has been collecting, collections have been going well. Hopefully that continues. Next slide, please. Here are the expenditures. These are pretty conservative projections. So we're projecting officially projecting $1.5 million. We may have some additional salary savings from as a result of the mayor's hiring freeze. We haven't been able to fill as many of the positions as we would have liked, but we're working closely with the mayor's office, and we hope that in the next fiscal year, hiring goes back to normal or the process is faster. We will see. Next slide, please. As I had mentioned, our collections are doing pretty well. So year to date, we've issued 1% more permits than last year, the same period last year, and the valuation of those permits is about 7% higher. So hopefully we carry that momentum through the rest of the year. That's all I have for this update. Next month, of course, the mayor's budget will be released. The ordinance changing the building code to adopt our new fees will be before you, so that will be a much more action-packed presentation. Happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on the director's report, items 12A through E? I'm seeing none remotely. Next is item 13, commissioners' questions and matters. 13A, inquiries to staff. At this time, commissioners may make inquiries to staff regarding various documents, policies, practices, and procedures which are of interest to the commission. And 13B, future meetings and agendas. At this time, the commission may discuss and take action to set the date of a special meeting and or determine those items that could be placed on the agenda of the next meeting and other future meetings of the Building Inspection Commission. Any comments for A and B? Also, oh yeah, the next meeting, the next, oh, I'm sorry, it's what? Oh yeah, no worries.
Commissioner Calamucci.
Thank you, and it's my first meeting, so apologies if this is out of turn. But I did have a question related to public comment, and I did want to thank the folks from Housing Rights Committee and Southeast Tenants for coming out, you know, during the workday. That's tough. They were speaking of budget cuts to the code enforcement program, and I was hoping to get some clarity on that and, you know, what kind of tools or capabilities this body would have to even address the issues that they raised, which seem pretty critical. Thanks.
Okay. Commissioner, I don't know if you're going to answer that now or you want to do that offline. Go ahead. Okay.
Sure. So I will provide again a budget process overview, how the budget works, timelines, et cetera. But for now, short answer is the department was instructed to submit a 15% reduction to the community-based organization grants in its February budget request. We are now in the mayor's phase of the budget, so the mayor will take the department's request, evaluate it, and then put forth the mayor's budget proposal on June 2nd. Then the Board of Supervisors reviews and makes cuts and adds, and the budget will be finalized July, August. So as it stands today, the latest official budget status is the CBO grant budget was reduced by 15% from prior year. And we will find out soon in the next 2 weeks what the mayor's proposal is for next year. And as far as next steps, happy to talk with you about it, perhaps with city attorney as well. There's a lot of prior discussion on this topic. or if it has to be in an official capacity, then I'll work with the with Sonia to figure out how to best do that. Thank you.
I was just going to provide additional context. A few years ago, the CEOP program used to be funded by DBI revenue, and a couple years ago, general fund, it started getting funded by the general fund from the city and county of San Francisco. So when there were requests that everyone reduce their general fund spending by 15%, that is the only bucket of like pool of funding that we get from the general fund. It's the only recommendation. Us as a commission submitted a letter to the Board of Supervisors with a couple of options of how to close that gap on the funding that I think we can probably provide to you. But please, other commissioners, correct me if I'm wrong or missing anything on that context.
I would just say there's a lot to catch up on, and I'm sure that city attorney will fill you in.
And commissioners can add other comments if you like. I just wanted to state the next regular meeting is going to be on June 18th. Okay. Any other commissioner comments, or if you have any future items, you can reach out to Monique or I and let us know. Okay, thank you. Any public comment on 13A and B? Seeing none, item 14, review and approval of the minutes of the special meeting of March 3rd, 2025, continued from the April 16th, 2025 meeting. Is there a motion to approve the minutes or any questions?
I move to approve the minutes.
So the motion by Commissioner Ming, is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there a public comment on the minutes? Seeing none, they're all commissioners in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, then the minutes are approved. Then next we have item 15, review and approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of March 19, 2025, continued from April 16, 2025. I had a comment, wanted to state for the record that we accidentally forgot to include the 150-word public comment statements that were submitted by Mr. Jerry Drattler and Mr. Christopher Schroeder. Those items will be added. I believe they are for agenda item number 15. Their comments will be included, added to the minutes. So with us adding those, we're seeing if there's a motion to approve the minutes in addition to us adding those 150-word statements or comments. Because they presented, both of them presented at the meeting, so everyone heard what the public comment was. However, they submitted statements following, and so those statements are going to be added to item 15. Do you want me to read the statements? Would you like me to read them into the record, or would you like me to continue?
We are comfortable with you continuing, and we are okay with moving forward to approve the minutes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I don't think I was present.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
I don't think I was present at that hearing, and it doesn't say that I was excused. So just
for the 15th.
Is this the March hearing?
March 15th.
Am I looking at the wrong one?
March 19th.
Yeah, I think I was at a...
Okay, we will double check the attendance, the roster, to make sure if you...
I don't think I was there.
Yeah, if you weren't present, we will...
Or maybe I was. It says that I voted yes on things, but I don't remember.
Okay. We'll double check that. We just can...
Yeah, can you double check that?
Yes, we will. So in addition to adding that, those comments, we'll verify Commissioner Chavez's attendance.
We're not at this one.
Okay.
No, I think I was at, I was in April, but I was not in March. Commissioner Alexander, too.
Okay, it's Monique is just checking something. She confirmed that you were not there, so we will amend that to state that you were not at the meeting.
Sure, I agreed with all of my commissioners, but I did not vote.
Okay. Right. So with those changes, is there a motion to approve the March 15th minutes?
Did you say 15th or 19th?
19th, I'm sorry, 19th, March 19th. March 19th, 2025.
Okay. Motion to approve the minutes and accept the written statements and amend the presence of Commissioner Chavez.
Okay, so there's the motion by Commissioner Newman. Is there a second?
I second.
Okay, so there's a motion and a second. Is there public comment? Okay. Seeing none, are all commissioners in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, then the minutes will be approved. Okay, next, we have item 16, review and approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of April 16th, 2025. Is there a motion to approve those minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes.
There a second? Second. There's a motion and a second by Commissioner Newman and Commissioner Ming. Is there a public comment on the minutes? Seeing none, are all commissioners in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Then the minutes are approved. And then our last item is 17, adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Are all commissioners in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we are now adjourned. It is 12:32 p.m.